Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You could listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. So, today's guest is a woman who is a business intelligence expert. She knows what SQL stands for. She is a data analysis guru. I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Daniela Gillett. How are you today?
Hi, Z. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So I have to ask you, as a, you know, from one technologist to another, what drew you to the technology field?
Ooh, that's a great question. So my initial response is going to be, I didn't really look to fall into IT. I just so happened to fall into IT. My original plan was to become a medical doctor. And when that didn't work out for me, I went to pursue a master's degree in biomedical informatics from Nova Southeastern University here in South Florida, fell in love with data. And that's really where my journey begins with technology.
Okay, so for our listeners, what is bioinformatics?
Great question. So biomedical informatics is information engineering on patient level data. So when you hear of things such as electronic health records, electronic medical records, that's exactly what I studied. And so we're looking at how we can actually transmit and transfer information for members as they kind of traverse throughout the healthcare system.
Okay. Okay. And so how does HIPAA compliance play into that?
So HIPAA compliance really plays into that when you're trying to transmit information from one provider to the next. So you may have a doctor who is taking care of Z at Mercy, and then there's another doctor at Baptist. And in order for them to share information, there has to be some kind of interoperability that takes place in order for those two systems and healthcare systems to really talk to each other. So HIPAA just really works with protecting your patient information.
Correct. Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. So I want to know, like when you talk about technology and data, like, you know, from a business intelligence standpoint, why is having data on your business so important?
Well, that's a very strong and important question. So data is important because it really drives insight and it really helps businesses make informative decisions. So if you're a business and you're not measuring your company data, how are you going to know what it's going to take to make $1 million in the next 12 months? If you're not gathering key performance indicators or measuring and benchmarking your data, how do you know how your company is performing? What kind of insights are you getting from, you know, your company, basically? So I would say that data is vital. It's important because it really helps drive decision and really help companies and business owners figure out where they want to go and what they have to do to get to this final destination.
So, you know, I think I agree with you. I think data is very important. And I think the challenges for a lot of organizations is how do you find time balancing, gathering the data versus, just the delivering the product or the service? How do you make data acquisition a priority for your enterprise?
Yeah, so I would just say really communicating the importance of data and training people on how they need to understand data and how it needs to be utilized is what's going to make the company successful. I think that when people are aligned with the mission and vision of the organization and they learn the tools and tricks of using it and knowing what it means, it really makes them even much more compliant in like supporting the vision of the company.
That's awesome. So, what are some key performance indicators that are helpful for, any business to track for growth?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I would say, I guess the first one is knowing how your business is performing in the industry compared to organizations of the same, I guess, profile, right? So if I'm in the beauty space, I would need to benchmark how my company is performing in the beauty space against another company that's the same profile. That's the first thing, right? Because you want to know how competitive are you and who are you actually competing against. The second thing is, I would just kind of say overall trend, you know, if you started your business 10 years ago, you need to have a way to really measure how you've been growing in like the last 10 years. So I would say year-to-year growth is also very important. And then also kind of looking at your internal performance. Do you have employees that you need to let go? You know, are you actually performing as a CEO of your company? And if so, that's great, but what can you actually do better to become 10x, right? So I would just say that those three are the main key performance indicators that I would kind of suggest for businesses to really look at and consider.
That's awesome. So, whew, so you know, for me, you said a lot there. For
Yeah.
me, like the KPI that I think is, important to me is, just revenue, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, the number of sales. But can you unpack a little bit about a CEO? How can an owner, a business owner, a CEO keep themselves more accountable for driving growth, leveraging data?
You know, I think that CEOs just need to invest in their self-awareness, and there's something that's called a SWOT analysis. So you're looking at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. And I think that every 6 months, a CEO should be engaging in this activity. You're wanting to make sure that you are identifying those things that make you a stellar leader, but then also identify those things that are a threat to your performance, right? I feel that a lot of CEOs don't understand the difference between what makes a leader and a manager. Managers delegate, leaders transform. And so when you really engage in the SWOT analysis, you're able to identify, well, what's that one pocket that I need to improve in? Or what's going so well and who can I actually add to my team to make it even explode, right? So I would just kind of say engaging in more self-awareness activities, such as the SWOT analysis, would really help the CEO.
That's great advice. The SWOT
Yes.
SWOT analysis is definitely a invaluable business strategy. So tell me, like, business intelligence. When I think about data and business intelligence, the first thing that kind of pops in mind is, Cambridge and like how, privacy is being hindered. But as a business owner, I know that data is so important. How can business owners get over the mental block from, tracking data?
That's a great question. How can they get over the mental block? I would just say build community. I think that we learn from each other, and sometimes we don't have all of the answers. So when you're building community of, around people and with people that have a similar interest, I think that that kind of helps with addressing the whole mental block concept because you're able to really share your ideas and then learn from other people in the process. So I would really just say build community with people that are synergily involved with, like the industry or whatever project that you're working on, and that would just kind of help smooth out the kinks in the process.
That sounds really good. So I think community is very important. So, I mean, what has been like a valuable lesson that you've learned or something surprising that you've gathered from data analysis?
Oh, something that I've learned. Well, one thing that I understand is that a lot of business leaders don't know what data is and the power that it possesses to really catapult businesses in a very positive direction. So, what I've learned is the importance of communicating in a way that makes sense to everyone. Whether you're someone that's been exposed to data or not, the way that I communicate results and outcomes to you will just make sense, right? And so I think that a lot of data people, because they're so technical, they just kind of speak in technical jargon. But I think that by communicating in a way where it's succinct enough, but still clear enough for someone who doesn't know IT or data, will just really help bring everything together. Those are really just my comments, right? Just being able to articulate yourself in a way where everything makes sense to everyone.
And what has been like the most surprising conclusion you've drawn from a data analysis?
That's good. Oh goodness. That even though there's been improvements in healthcare policies, there are still a lot of people in our community who are still underserved, who still lack medical coverage, and we need to do something about it.
Wow. So tell me a little bit more about that.
I guess what I can say, so historically, I've worked in the healthcare industry. So I've worked primarily for health plans and managed care entities. And so one of the quality programs that I've kind of worked with is called HEDIS. And it stands for Healthcare Effectiveness Data and Information Set. And what it is basically is just a performance plan for health plans, and it really helps them measure their performance across different dimensions of care and services. And so a lot of times, I've had to do analysis for all of our members that were pregnant and didn't have or didn't receive, prenatal care during their first trimester. And so what I mean by, yes, people, yes, there's kind of been a change in healthcare, but a lot of people have not necessarily had coverage. What I discovered in my analysis for this particular example is that women were pregnant and were not even going in for prenatal care visits. That's a problem, mainly because they either lost coverage at some point or they were transitioning from one health plan to the next. And because of that, 3 months goes by and here they are in their second trimester without care during their first trimester. So that's a relevant example.
Wow. Yeah. When you transfer or change. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah. Can you hear
Oh,
me?
okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I think the stream froze for a moment there. But
Okay.
I know from my own personal experience that when transitioning from health plans, it could delay your care in a big way.
Right.
'Cause there's, depending if you have primary care physician or, I mean, just so many scenarios you have to go through the bureaucracy. So I just, a lot of the listeners of the SEO Queen podcast are, CEOs and owners of, enterprises that are making, less than, $100 million a year, small business entities. And so I really wanted to delve a little bit deeper into just data because, I think business owners and myself included, I mean, I talk to business owners, been talking to business owners for shoot, over 20 years.
Wow.
And I know that, you know, a lot of business owners who are very successful, and those and some who aren't, you know, don't keep the discipline of tracking their numbers and their data.
Right.
And so this is something that I know that we at the SEO Queen are doing more and more of, is just tracking our data so we can know exactly where we are in any given space or time. So can you elaborate a little bit on just how do you make a data tracking plan? Like, besides just sales, revenue, and costs, how can you track KPIs to spur growth?
I would say something as simple as an
I
Excel
mean, I
spreadsheet.
would
Something as simple as an Excel spreadsheet can really help entrepreneurs figure out how are
can
they
really help
actually tracking their
entrepreneurs figure
success
out how are they
and what they
actually
need to
tracking
do to get to a
success.
million, right? Because I think that most entrepreneurs,
What they need
they're
to do to get
wanting
to a million,
to,
right? Because I
at
think that
one point
most
in their lives,
entrepreneurs
become
become
a
a
millionaire.
millionaire.
So I
At
think that
one point in
tracking
their lives,
things such
become a millionaire.
as I think that
Inventory
tracking things
or
such as
expenses,
how much you're paying
or
for maybe an intern
expenses,
or individual
how much you're
contributors.
paying for maybe
Simple
an
things like
intern
that I feel
or
are
individual contributors.
insightful for
Simple
an
things like that I
entrepreneur,
feel are
especially when it comes to trying to
insightful
figure out
for an
how many deals do
entrepreneurs,
I need to close in
especially when
order
it
to
comes
get
to trying
to
to
figure out
six figures,
how many
so
deals
on
do
and
I
so
need to
forth.
close in order to get to six figures, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely just all amazing advice. So I think data is so important, you know, just tracking, you know, the impact of your marketing activities, seeing how many leads they're generating, tracking that, tracking how many sales appointments you have. Because if you're not doing sales appointments and your revenue isn't flowing, you'll know what you need to do more of in order to move the needle. So, do you have any like three things? I know you're a successful real estate investor and real estate agent. Do you have any have like three takeaways that you would like to share with the listeners that have contributed to your own success thus far?
In books and just learning from different people that have either done something that I want to pursue, or just really spiritual evolution. And so I would say invest in books. And I know for me, the book that comes in mind is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. I think that every single entrepreneur needs to read that book. And even if you're not wanting to pursue entrepreneurship, it will really help with productivity. The second thing I would say is, as an entrepreneur, Calendly or really any scheduling application is just transformative because it really just keeps me afloat. And the third thing I would say is, build community. Connect yourself with women, men, entrepreneurs, non-entrepreneurs. That are on the same energy level as you and are pursuing the same thing. And for most people, that's success, whatever that means for you, right? For some people, success is spiritual. For some others, it's, financial, it's social. And so I would just say try to build meaningful relationships. And as you're building these relationships, look for ways to contribute first and then ask your question after the fact. So those are my three main takeaways, and I really hope that the listeners invest in at least one of them, but most importantly, the first one, which is the 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss.
Well, I think those are some awesome shares. Just reading books, you know, being into community, and I mean that's just awesome. Just the takeaways that you have to share with our listeners. So, do you have any? Oh, how can our listeners connect with you?
All right. Well, if anyone is intrigued in connecting with me, they can certainly connect with me on LinkedIn at Daniela Gillette. So that's Daniela G as in great, ILET. If you are in the Florida market and you're looking to generate wealth through real estate, you can find me on my website, GilletteSellsHome.com. And then for any individuals who are interested in polishing their brand and just learning the tricks and politics of corporate America, you can definitely connect with me on my other website, which is UnitaryEdge.com.
Awesome. Well, you are a queen on the move. You are doing the gosh darn thing. I'm just very pleased and honored to have met you and to have you on my show. You've definitely shared a lot of great insight about data and its importance for businesses of all sizes. And again, you've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And if you're listening on the mobile app, make sure you favorite this episode and also send us some feedback. And we'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, we have our Reach More Clients Power Conference happening July 23rd. That's a Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Doors open at 9. And you can definitely get your tickets exclusively on SEOQueen.com. Again, I want to thank Daniela Gillette for joining me today. And remember, data is important. Track your numbers. Thank you.
Hi.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.